General.
This is General Goodpaster, sir.
Yes.
Mr. McNamara called me up to his office, showed me some cables, and then said that you would like me to phone you after having read those.
Fine. There are two things I would like for you to do at an appropriate and convenient time to the General. One is to inform him of the fact that we have this birthday, that we have a need for increased and adequate reconnaissance, that we can concentrate some of our actions in the South, and therefore for a few days, repeat few days, we are going to say to all potentially interested parties, including Hanoi, that if our action, or inaction, really, on the North is in any way appealing to you, you can respond appropriately. Otherwise, we get your reply. We understand it.
Yes, sir.
We think that that would be desirable as a way of confirming my own belief that it has no appeal to them. It would confirm that.
Right.
Two, it would be a pretty good answer to the folks that are difficult in the opinion molding field of the Times and the Fulbrights and the Blansfields and so forth. We're not going to say anything about it to about five or six people.
Right, sir.
We've told the chairman there and the secretary, and haven't even gone below that. But I want him to know that. And if he has any other suggestions,
okay.
It's just going to be a matter of we're not going to lose any ground. We're going to watch what they're doing. If they increase, why, then we can take action. And but it's going to meet this problem quietly unannounced, with no one knowing it.
Yes, sir.
But I want him to know it. I don't want any ideas he may have. A good many of his ideas have been the best that I've received, and the Vietnam thing, and others, and I'm more or less carrying them out. They're being carried on orders from here instead of other places.
Yes,
as a result of our meetings before, and I think he ought to know the evaluation that I put on what he suggests, because I don't want to just cover with him. I want to stimulate him and activate him and really prod him to give us any ideas he has or criticisms. Because I have more confidence in him than I do a good many people, nearly anybody else, I'd say. Make that clear and let him know that. On the second thing, bring him up to date on Dominican. As I see it, we had this indication that things weren't good. Our ambassador came back on that weekend. While he left, they broke. We moved our people up Sunday. Saturday they broke. We moved them up where we could be ready to protect our people. We talked Monday to the political people and some of the other countries involved. Tuesday we got the peace committee to meet. Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock we met with the Uruguay ambassador, and at 12 o'clock we called a meeting of the peace committee, and they talked about it. And Wednesday they had discussions all morning. And Wednesday afternoon, we got about three cables. The first one that said that it's serious, and the second one says, I'm not going to recommend right now, but you better plan on being prepared. And the third one, please land them.
Okay.
At that meeting at 6:30, I made three decisions. One, to notify the people to land, simultaneously to notify the ambassadors, OAS, and Latin American states that we were doing this to protect life. Three, to notify the Congress. We didn't get around to the states until after the meeting with the Congress, but I made a statement on television and said I was doing it on television. And since then, we've been trying to get them to do something effective, and they haven't done anything as of now. They agree to do all this, but they go down and talk, and nothing comes out of it. The net's going to wind up being, if we cannot have some kind of political solution, we're going to have to take that city, and it's going to be a real bloody deal. And we are doing everything we can. I think McNamara misinformed you on the Bosch thing. Today, we're having people talk to Bosch, who we do not think is a commie, but we think some people have influenced him and used him, and see if he has any influence to make Camagna talk to us, which he's not doing now.
Yes.
See if we can have any kind of agreement with Camagna, where we could have a constitutional government, yes, commie, no.
Yes.
And that's about where we are. We're working with Bosch and Camagna to try to get to them to agree to that. If they won't agree to it, and the commies continue to, they've more or less gone underground now, but they may be coming out again. And if they do, we may have to take the city. And I'd like to let him know that. I'd like to get any suggestions or ideas he has. Third and finally, and then you can ask me anything about any of these things you want to, I won't tell him when he comes to town. Wish he'd give me a ring. I never knew he was here the other day. I would sure like to have visited with him a minute, unless he just doesn't feel like it. And second, tell him that this fleet of presidential helicopters,
right, sir,
are available to him all the time, just like they are to me. And I've told him that, and they're available to Truman, and they're available to Ms. Kennedy. And that you wish that he would call you when he wants to come over here, and just let him pick him up, and they'll land him out there and get right on out, or any way he wants to use them any time. That's just a part of his pension.
Yes, sir.
I mean, don't say it that bluntly, but let him know that that we expect him to call on us for any service that he wants of any kind. If he wants any briefings more than he's getting, if he wants any time. Now, he has more confidence in you than anybody in the government, he tells me, so I know you respect it.